Welcome. It's so nice to see friendly, familiar faces again this year. We appreciate your attendance. It's my pleasure to introduce Molly Deer Abshire. Molly is a partner at Wright Abshire in Bel Air, Texas. She's board certified in estate planning and probate, and she's a certified elder law attorney accredited by the National Elder Law Foundation. She's also a fellow of the American College of Trust and Estate Council, and I think I did not know that about you, Molly. She's a former president of the Texas chapter of NALA, and she co-authors many books and also a column in the Houston Chronicle, and she's a frequent speaker, and one of my favorite presentations that she does every year is that she agrees to kick us off this conference bright and early by presenting Special Needs Trust 101. Help me welcome Molly.
Thank you, Bryn. And that was a very old photograph of me. Maybe I need to have it updated. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Okay, well, today I have the honor of giving you the presentation this morning that focuses on an overview of the use of supplemental needs trusts. Supplemental needs trusts, also known as SNTs or special needs trusts, you'll hear me calling them all those things, are the most common tool for attorneys in planning for public benefits. And oh, I'm going backwards. That's not the right way. You already know all that information. I want to show you my picture again. That's what it was. any speech giving an overview of S&Ts must include a discussion of public benefits. And we will talk about public benefits a little bit this morning, but you will dive deeper into the ins and outs of public benefits with Clyde and Christina's presentation on maximizing public benefits later this morning. We will also discuss drafting S&Ts and the major difference between the different types of S&Ts, first-party S&Ts, third-party S&Ts. You'll learn about when to use each one, and you'll learn more about drafting challenges and how to get around those drafting challenges in David Johnson's presentation tomorrow afternoon. Also, Angela Odneski and Aaron Pierce will explore drafting strategies to avoid litigation. We all want to do that, right? At the very end of the day tomorrow. We will touch on administering S&Ts in my presentation today and talk about some planning opportunities that you may experience in your practice, but you'll also hear more about trust administration, especially the tax consequences related to the administration of S&Ts later this morning with Chris Clemmie's presentation. So let's start off with planning with trusts. So we're all familiar with the use of trusts in our estate planning practice and how each trust that we use is tailored specifically to meet the needs of that particular beneficiary. The job of all the trusts that are there on the slide are specifically meant to meet the needs of the client. They're tailored that way. The job of all these trusts is to offer some type of protection for the beneficiary. And all these trusts can be used to determine how a beneficiary's money should be managed and how they should be distributed during their life and at death. And all these trusts have that same goal of protection. A minor's trust is there to protect the funds from being wasted, to ensure that there'll be funds there for the rest of that person's life, or perhaps to protect them from spendthrift tendencies. A support trust is used to support the surviving spouse for the remainder of her life. A creditor protection trust might be used to preserve inheritance and to keep hard-earned money from the hands of a creditor. An irrevocable life insurance trust is used to create a fund for future tax liabilities. So we're familiar with all these concepts. We use trust for that main reason, to protect. We're protecting the minor or the spendthrift beneficiary from themselves, protecting trust assets from being counted as an estate assets for tax purposes, protecting a child from losing an inheritance in a future divorce. Those are all reasons that we plan with trusts. But what about special needs trusts? They are also used to protect. Who are we protecting and what are we protecting from with the use of our S&T? Well, the who is easy. We're protecting vulnerable beneficiaries with disabilities, and we're helping them by preserving their government.